Hey, mighty man of God, you don't just have to listen and eavesdrop on me and the guests I interview on this show. How would you like to talk with someone directly to help you with your challenges, frustrations, and concerns? Book a free breakthrough call with us so we can find out where you are, where you like to go, and how we can connect you to a community of godly men who can help you get there. Although the breakthrough calls are free, time slots are limited. So just go to realmenconnect.com/call to schedule a call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. It's like my wife always says, nothing will ever change unless you change something. So book your breakthrough call today. That's realmenconnect.com/C-A-L-L. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men thank God for what they have, not complain about what they don't have. Let me say that again. Real men thank God for what they have, not complain about what they don't have. Now, I think it goes without saying that we have a lot to be thankful for. Don't you agree? Have you really thought about it? Waking up this morning in your right mind. For the beat of your heart, the very breath in your lungs. For the blood that runs through your veins. Having a roof over your head. Food on the table and clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. And the list goes on and on. I think you get the picture. I don't know about you, but when I was young and whenever I didn't eat all the food on my plate, which was quite often, my mom used to say, boy, there are children in Africa who would kill for the scraps you're throwing away. And I used to just blow her off and ignore her until one day on a mission trip in Honduras with my wife, I actually saw a Honduran child secretly eating the scraps from our plate after we had just left a local restaurant. See, my point is this. Knowing we should be thankful and actually being thankful can be as far apart as the East Coast is from the West Coast. And my question is, why is that? Personally, I don't really think our lack of gratitude is because we're inherently ungrateful. I think it has more to do with our focus and our short attention spans. Let me see if I can explain. See, whenever we're faced with something painful or unpleasant in our lives, our first thought isn't to give God praise for it, but rather to protect ourselves from it. And there's nothing wrong with that. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the day before he had to face the inevitable pain of the cross, in Matthew 26:39, Jesus said to God, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, but your will be done." Now, I think it would be safe to say that at that particular moment, facing an impending, excruciating death, Jesus was more focused on the pain he was going to endure rather than being thankful being the savior of God's people. But Jesus' focus on his pain was only temporary, where we as men, we tend to stay focused on our pain a lot longer than we should. So what does all this have to do with being thankful? What I'm saying is, it's a lot easier to be thankful when things are good and you're experiencing pleasure or when you're free from pain, fear, or worry. But it's hard to be thankful when things are going bad in your relationships, whether it be in your marriage, with your children, your parents, or when you've been betrayed by a friend. See, it's hard to be thankful when you suddenly find yourself out of a job and you don't have any prospects for a new one. It's hard to be thankful when you're financially struggling and you have more bills than you do money. And it's extremely hard to be thankful if you receive a bad report from the doctor that threatens your very life. What I'm trying to say is that being thankful isn't a feeling. It's a focus. It's an act of the will to intentionally focus on Christ, not your crisis. To focus on your Father, not your fears. Your savior, not your struggles. Now, I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm preaching, teaching, and challenging myself this week because this is a constant battle for me. See, I suffer from what I call spiritual amnesia. That's when the pain, pressure, and fears in my life are so near that I tend to forget how far God has brought me because I'm walking in my feelings instead of renewing and sharpening my focus. One of my favorite Bible verses I constantly depend on is Philippians 4:6-7. And it says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in all things," we're talking about every situation, "by prayer and petition," and here's the key, "with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Now, did you catch it? See, God tells us to be thankful in all things, not for all things. Now, I'm not saying you should be thankful for the bad, but you should be able to thank Him in the bad, if that makes sense. It all starts with the focus of our thoughts. So I want to share with you five things we should be thankful for. Now, I know there's many more we can be thankful for, but here's five things and areas that we can start to be thankful for. One, we should be thankful for the grace God shows to us, which is His undeserved favor. If you look hard enough, even in the midst of any problem, struggle, frustration, or challenge you face, you can always find a trace of God's grace, His undeserved favor. Even if you don't believe it, ask God to help you see it, and I guarantee you'll find it. Now, the second thing we should be thankful for, we should be thankful for the plans God has for us. Now, we know that life isn't always good, but aren't you thankful that God is? Our choices, even the bad ones, never change God's plans for us. Now, I know this may surprise you, but none of your choices or decisions has ever surprised God. Now, the third thing we should be thankful for is His promise to never leave nor forsake us. Now, many of us have issues because of broken promises and abandonment from people close to us who we thought loved us. But God has never broken a promise to us. So why would He ever start with this one that He would never leave or forsake us? One of my memory verses is Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie. He's not a man that He should repent. Has He said and will not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not make it good? And here's the fourth thing that we should be thankful for. We should be thankful for the changes God is making in us. Now, I don't know about you, but I struggle in a lot of areas. And as difficult as this Christian walk is, I know I'm not what I should be, but I thank God for changing me because I'm not what I used to be. How about you? So if people don't like what they see in you and they don't see in your life, tell them, don't worry. Just tell them that God is not done with you yet and to be patient with you. And finally, we should be thankful for the house God has prepared for us. What we're experiencing here is not the end of the story. There's always more. Just like you can't judge a book by its cover, you can't judge a book by only reading one chapter. You have to keep reading. There's more to the story. God has called us His church. He calls us His bride. And He's preparing a place for us. And that place is heaven. And He's been preparing it for us since the creation of the earth. Again, being thankful is a matter of your focus, not your feelings. And these five things, God's grace, His plans, His promises, the changes in our lives that He's making, and the place that He's prepared for us, reminds us that we have far more things to thank God for than to worry, complain, and stress out about. My prayer is that we don't ever get spiritual amnesia and forget about all the good things God has done for you and for me. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. If you found it helpful, please, sharing is caring, so please share this episode with any man you think could be blessed by this message this week. Someone you know who may be struggling with appreciating the things that they have and maybe have taken their focus off of God and put it on their feelings. Also, don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and I encourage you to leave one yourself. But check out this one. This one is from JKing717, and Jay writes, Real Men Connect is a podcast that is going to positively impact the lives of many men. Wow. He says, this podcast is so necessary. Dr. Martin is following God's lead by filling a void that has existed far too long. Now men of God have a resource they can tap into each week to learn and be empowered. If you're open-minded and willing to learn, this podcast can truly change your life for the better. Thank you, Jay, for leaving that wonderful, wonderful review. That is truly humbling when I get reviews like that. And guys, I tell you, it just encourages me each and every week to continue to do podcasts because it means that we're impacting people. Each week, I'll try to share a different one and I pick them randomly. So who knows? If you leave a review, who knows? We might actually end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's one of the best ways to help us move up in the rankings and easily get searched out by listeners so our podcast can grow and reach more men just like you. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.